now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came. Your boy!
Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. Back again at the start of the 7th series, episode 2. We're still going out. Big week, big shocks in the world of football this week.
Big get shocks.
I know you've been double busy, Al, but anything to share with the audience this week? Anything interesting?
My mum was 60.
60.
My sister was 36 on Thursday.
Thursday?
And my mum was 60 on Friday, and we went.
How was your sister born before your mother?
I know! And then we had a birthday meal for my mum.
Nice. Love a birthday meal. So exciting, isn't it? Ooh. Especially, did you pay?
Did I, fuck?
How good is it when you know you're going for a meal, you know you're not paying?
Oh, man said, oh, don't worry, I'm paying for everything.
That's it.
Happy days.
We'll go on a birthday, family meal, whatever. She'll sit there menu and say, oh, should we have the two for £8 or something? I said, why? Well, we're not paying. Fuck that, love. I want a fucking large mixed grill. I've started the effing ingesting already. I'm getting excited about mixed grills, see?
Who won't?
I'll have a large mixed grill. And I'll have jam roly-poly frafters with double cream.
Oh.
Won't give me no single, double sin. But yeah, it's always good, family meal, love it. But anyway, what have I
had? I had a drunken mushroom pie.
A drunken mushroom pie?
Yeah, I went for the vegan option.
Oh, yeah. Sounds nice. What was it? Mushrooms, obviously.
Mushroom,
some sort of ale in there, surely.
I think it was like a sherry or something. Sherry. Yeah.
Ooh.
Something. I'm not too sure. It was alright. Didn't blow my skirt up.
No.
Until take my fanny.
No. I've been double busy, Al. Of course, the little one. Gymnastics competition today.
I didn't fucking ask you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did get on, son.
Oh, she got a medal for participating.
Did she?
So, yeah. It was.
She's doing her badges. Oh no, it's just a competition today, was it?
Yeah, badges now.
Badges this weekend, yeah.
Tomorrow she gets hers now.
Yeah, my little one will be Thursday or Wednesday.
But they got all the groups, so.
Just both our daughters go to the same gymnastic centre.
They're very flexible.
Yeah.
They can't do Tuesdays, though. But yeah, so. Split them up in the group stages, isn't it? So. But her group, like 6 to 8 or 7 to 8, whatever it is, her age group. Whatever they split it up into. There was about 50 girls there. And then they have other groups then, like boys, you know, the same age. It was about 10 of them. And then 12 and overs, it was about 5 of them.
Yeah.
So basically, she's competing against 50 other girls trying to get, you know, top 6, I think. They give ribbons and medals for.
There's not a lot of boys, but have you seen the fucking bodies on these kids?
Oh, yeah, they
all under, what, 7 or something? Yeah. A couple of them, like, 5 or 6, but they are fucking ripped,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
I was watching a couple the other day, and they're just standing on their hands.
Yeah.
Like in the air on the parallel bars. I'm like, fucking hell. Yeah.
It's great for them. Great for them. Fitness, like. I'm just great for them. You know, their posture. You see them when they're just walking around the place. You can tell, they do something. Like, they just hold themselves better. It's great for their bodies to get into the routines.
It's a place to go as well.
Oh.
If you're in the Swansea area, Swansea Gymnastics, isn't it?
Yeah.
Up in, what's the industrial park called?
Forest Park, I'm
going to
say.
Forest Park Industrial Park.
Aye.
Forest Park Industrial Park.
Aye, so she went.
That's Welsh, that's Forest Park.
She went there for her lessons. Obviously, she had a swimming lesson before that.
Oh, Jesus.
She had a horse riding lesson yesterday.
Nay.
Yeah. And then then last week, she says, Dad, I really want to do karate. Karate lessons.
You go to Kent Karate Club down the road.
I should have.
Should have down the
road. No, I refused. I said, I'm not being funny, love. I pay for all these lessons. I know karate. I'll teach you karate, love. Don't you worry.
I got the Karate Kid box set there, son.
After the first lesson.
You've got the next Karate Kid.
Oh, what a film. After the first lesson, she quits.
Yeah.
Quits like that, Al. But at least I got the car washed and the fence painted. So, you know, can't fault that. So.
Yeah, my little one, we talked of Korean karate. I can't remember what it's called now. She had three lessons.
Yeah.
And she wanted to go back to gymnastics.
Yeah. Like,
oh, right, go back to gymnastics then.
Yeah.
Or have you go to gymnastics?
Somebody thinking it.
Yeah.
Right, we'll move on to the football, ladies and gentlemen. Big weekend of upsets, as we said. We'll start the early kick-off Saturday down at the Bobby Moore Stadium, Al. West Ham 1-0 winners over Chelsea. Another local derby for the weekend of derbies.
Yeah, it was all over in 6 minutes, wasn't it?
All over. Marko Arnautović, lovely, just turned his man. Lovely little pass into the whip round pass into the corner. Beautiful little finish. Yellow cars here, there and everywhere for West Ham.
Yeah.
Chucking
58, 67, 68, 70, 87.
Chucking the tackles in they were. Chelsea had some chances but just couldn't score. They had plenty of... They got a bit desperate towards the last half hour. Just they were shooting 20, 30 yards out, just trying to get something on target, and they were all pinging here, there and everywhere into the stands behind them. So, you know, huge shock really for the weekend. You know what I mean? Moisey gone in there.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, son. I thought my phone was fucked up or something. So is that real? 1-0 to West Ham.
1-0 to West Ham. Absolutely huge for the Hammers, that is. So, where's that lift up doing the table, Al? You got the table there?
I have indeed. They're 18th.
18th now. Ooh. Now, that's going to be a huge confidence booster.
Yeah.
For the Christmas period, that has, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Not just beat, you know, local rivals, but, you know...
The champions.
The champions, exactly, at home. Clean sheet, Joe Hart on the bench again.
Yes.
His days are numbered and he can't win, can he, Fettos?
He's no, I've said that, you know, I've always been a big fan of Joe Hart since his Shrewsbury days.
Shrewsbury.
Sorry, too much sherry. but no, I don't know what the hell's happened to him.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, you look at it and think, oh, it's a good move to West Ham, but it is very harsh on Adrian, who was there.
Yeah, well, cracking keeper, Adrian.
I know he had a few mistakes last season, but overall, a really solid keeper.
Yeah.
And he's done well there for a good three or four seasons now, hasn't he?
Well, they had Dan Randolph as well last season, didn't they?
Yeah.
And he did all right.
He's all right. But I just don't know about why Adrian dropped.
Kept the fucking clean sheet yesterday, though, didn't he?
Exactly. He's really...
Old Dan Randolph.
Did he? Where's he at now?
Middlesbrough.
Is he? Oh, there we are. Let's not bring up championship football. It's beneath us, Al. Beneath us. But yeah, cracking win West Ham. More trouble for Conte.
Sacked by Christmas.
Well, it's just, I mean, Man United, Man City up their game so much this season, and they just can't keep up at the moment, can they? Obviously, the you know, they had the trouble with Costa.
You'll fuck off and take a thick air with him.
Yes. Trouble with Costa, trouble with David Luiz now as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
I can see them everywhere. So, you just don't know what's going to happen. As we talk, Manchester United, Manchester City, just kicking off now on a Super Sunday. So we move on then to the rest of Saturday's game.
I was going to say a shock, but no, not really the next one. That's not a shock. I know Watford have been playing tremendously of late, but they're at Burnley.
That's the thing, at Burnley. You
know, Turf Moor.
Turf Moor, son.
Was it Fortress of Solitude?
Aye. They battle hard.
Not even the Mexicans could have taken that, son.
No chance. No chance, son. It's one of those games you look at and think, if Burnley at home, they'll win it. If Watford are home, they'll win it. But Watford, you know, they've been, as you said, great form all season.
Well, stop calling Sean Dyche Davy Crockett.
of course, they went down to 10 men with Martin Zigala sent off. I didn't see that sent off.
They played quite a lot with 10 men, didn't
they? Yeah, 39 minutes, 14 minutes. Scott Arfield then with a goal just for half time. It's a typical Burnley win, really.
Yeah.
Broke them down, got their chance, got their goal. Clean sheet for them.
How did they battle? How did they battle?
Hard, son. They battled hard. Still, what, they seventh now, still in the league?
I'll check the video printer, the CFAX. They are seventh.
Still seventh in the league. Absolutely amazing season continues. And as we said, you look at them now and you think, probably the best defence in the league.
Yeah.
As a unit, you know.
Got a cracking keeper, Tom Heaton.
Yeah.
They got, I was going to say Michael Keane, but he's not, he's at Everton.
He's gone to Everton. You know, they might, maybe other defences.
Well, actually, Nick Pope was in goals yesterday.
Was he? Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Phil Barnsley, injured, didn't he? James Tokowanski. Tokowanski.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Kevin Long and S. Ward.
Yeah, absolutely solid defence. I'd say they're the best in the Premiership, the most well-drilled, most organised.
Oh yeah, he's got bloody shoulder injury, hasn't he?
Heaton. Yes, yes. Well, he's doing more singing with that Jack Abbott, isn't he?
So. Yeah. I don't know, I was thinking, I can't remember his fucking name. Was his poor Heaton, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. But yeah, I mean, there may be, I don't think there can be that many teams with a better, you know, stats-wise defensive record than Burnley this season.
Look at that, Andrus Lingard is the third-choice goalkeeper.
Is he really?
Yeah, for Burnley.
Yeah. How the mighty have fallen.
I like Lingard, actually.
I like him, he's a good fellow. Never got a chance, really, did he? Proper chance, like. As Udaz Alat, Manchester United.
I didn't get a chance, son.
No, you never did, son.
To the pile, and I'm fourth greatest goalkeeper of all time.
Without question.
Yeah.
Without question, we'll move on, Al. We've had a Desmond down at Sellers.
Only just above Sylvester Stallone from Escape from Victory.
Only just, son. Yeah. Only just. I tell you what he has over you, son. The edge over you is the way he intimidates people over penalties.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the difference.
I can't go up to people like that.
No.
I am a big intimidating guy, but I'm like, I let my fingers do the talking. My hands do the talking, you know?
Yes. Plenty of ladies will testify to
that. Oh, yeah.
But yes, a Desmond down at Sellers Park. Two each.
Should be a bloody Desmond.
Oh, we've had a nightmare. Jermaine Defoe with two goals for an... beautiful second finish. We'll talk about that after the penalty from Milivojevic. Him anyway. Luca, we'll call him.
Walker, Buck already.
Luca, we'll call him. And Scott Dan putting Crystal Palace. Putting Crystal Palace 2-1 up. But Jermaine Defoe, beautiful. Oh, Van Basten-esque, son. Van Basten-esque.
I didn't see it.
It wasn't crossed to him and then volleyed, but it came over his shoulder. He took a touch. And it was on the volley, or half volley, because it's bounced, whatever you want to call it. Ooh, looped over the keeper. Whether he really meant it, or he was just trying his luck because he knew the ref was about to blow for half time.
Yeah.
But beautiful finish. Absolutely lovely from Jermaine Defoe, showing what he could do. And then we had it all going off. Second half, Al. Waited until the 90th minute. Injury time.
Yeah.
Christian Benteke misses the penalty.
Yeah,
wrestled the ball away from his teammates. Yeah. They couldn't get it off him, and he absolutely balls it right up.
Fucking idiot.
Absolute idiot. I mean, you know, it's just, you wouldn't trust. Good enough striker, well, back in to get you a few goals.
Mihajlovic, Milivojevic, already scored a bloody penalty.
Exactly, and he's taking them.
If he's the penalty taker, I'll let him take the penalty.
Even
how many goals have Benteke scored this season?
I don't know. I know he's back from injury now, isn't he? Obviously, he's key to impress, but that's out of order.
Greedy bastard.
He's gone against team orders, as Roy said. Wouldn't be surprised if he's punished and left out.
Yeah.
You know, it was great to see him back, and Palace going with two up front with him and Zaha, which they need to do. They need to attack, need to get goals. But he's one of them players you think, he's experienced in the Premiership, he can score goals, but he's one of them you just wouldn't back. You wouldn't want to put your money on. Not just with a penalty, but if he's one-on-one or something, you think, if it's a clear-cut chance, you wouldn't back him over a lot of other strikers to actually put it away.
Yeah, you're right there, son.
But it's a case of, have they got enough then to leave him out when he can actually, he can score goals in the Premiership. Yeah. Have they got enough about, you know, to leave him out and just have one up Zaha up front and trouble?
And Julian Speroni was in goals for Palace yesterday.
Speroni!
Hennessy was on the bench.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
which I thought was right, actually. I think Hennessy's a terrible keeper.
He's alright, he's had a bad season.
Oh, I think he's a Championship keeper.
I think, no, I'd agree with that. Yeah. Absolutely agree with that. I don't think he's Premiership quality, no. I think his stock was raised because of his Wales performances as well.
I mean,
he had a, at the time, there was a pretty solid defence in front of him, so he didn't, he pulled up for a couple of saves.
He didn't play in the Euros, though, did he?
Yeah, he did.
I thought, no, Danny Ward was in goals.
I'm sure
sure Ward had a game as well.
Was it? Maybe. Maybe, you may be completely wrong on. Maybe. I don't follow football, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Danny Ward was. It is Danny Ward, Liverpool goalkeeper, isn't it?
Danny Ward, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he was played most of the Euros.
Oh, we cut all this out then. but yeah, Desmond Dallas Sellers. Doesn't do any. Well, you'd say it doesn't do any team any favours, just a point.
Palace still bottom of the table, 11 points.
Yeah, I mean,
they both have 16 points. Bournemouth's only 5 points.
Well, that's it, see. They both want 3 points. But then Palace, I suppose, have got to be happy that Bournemouth didn't win and get them extra points ahead of them.
Yeah.
So they, you know, it's, they've got a, still got a chance in the
where
upcoming games.
It's going to be an interesting end of the season.
Oh, it's going to be epic.
At the moment, I can pick who's going to go down because they're so tight.
It is so tight, huh? It is tighter than a Nancy. Anyway, we move on, Sam, to the John Smith Stadium. No nonsense for Huddersfield. Against two teams I've had to play here, Brighton and Hove Albion.
Yeah.
Stephen Mooney. Mooney, am I saying that right?
Mooney.
Yeah.
Mooney.
2 goals for him. His first since the opening weekend or month of the season. His first couple since August, I think. Really solid home win for Huddersfield. Against the other newly promoted side, of course. It was one of them again, similar to the Burnley Watford. You might look at and said, right, whoever's at home out of them two,
yeah,
he's going to just get them 3 points. It's, you know, it's not a lot between them. Brighton obviously started the season well, not as well as Huddersfield, but it's just one of them games. You think, well, yeah, the home team should win that. Brighton a little bit of a bad run at the moment, a little bit of a blip, which they've got to expect, being newly promoted. But I mean, if they can get Hove playing alongside them a little bit better, they will be flying. That's the problem. That's the problem Chris Hughton's got, see? Yeah, he's got to get them together, son.
That's the thing.
He's got to stop the apartheid.
It's like Switzerland, isn't it? It's like Switzerland. They just cannot play together. You go to Brighton, you've got Brighton, and you've got Hove then. It's like, oh.
You know what I mean?
They just don't like each other. The Brighton people and the Hove people don't like each other.
You go on the buses, son. They've got the Hove section at the back. And the Brighton ones at the front, and they don't mix, son. Brighton ones got their own taps in the public toilets.
Yeah.
It is absolutely terrible down there. Absolutely terrible. But great win for Huddersfield. Get themselves another 3 points on the board before a busy Christmas period coming up, of course. And now, here we move on, Al. We move on, son.
We've got half-time, son, because we got...
I say we do half-time after this one.
All right, then.
Get them out of the way, son.
Yeah, get them out of the fucking way.
Because we got... I'd say another shock of the weekend, really. Swansea City, you jack bastards. 1-0 winners over West Bromwich Albion. Now, I'm happy with that, because I don't like Pardew.
He's on the FIFA.
Is he on FIFA?
Yeah,
is he?
I was saying to Ash the other day, FIFA update, they got Roy Hodgson.
Boys at Palace.
Palace now. Yeah. Alan Pardew, and I surely got Sam Allardyce.
They didn't, well, I don't. Maybe I haven't updated. I played it last night. And I'm.
Have you started a new league?
Yeah.
After the update, because if you if you played it in the before if you the season with the update before the update,
yeah,
it won't carry on. Well, obviously, because so you'll have to start a new.
Oh, I'm not starting again now.
Season. Obviously, I can't see if David Moyes because I'm at West Ham.
Damn.
But I'm sure Sam Allardyce because Ronald Koeman, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was that because I was playing against Everton on the.
One.
Just a game.
Yeah.
The sea.
Yeah.
And Koeman wasn't there. It was like a man in a shirt and a black egg. The camera went panning on.
No.
It was panning on fucking Pardew all the time.
Ah, he loved him, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a clever thing.
They're waiting for him to dance, didn't they? That's what it is. But Ipswich, of course, I started a new career and I thought, have a look at the evidence, see what we've got. So I went for Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah.
It's similar to my name, son. It's the only reason. And he's young and a bit pacey, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all the rage now to buy the youngsters, huh? Southgate knows you've got to get the youngsters in your team.
Yeah.
And obviously, you're going to negotiate. And like you said, it's just some random in a suit turn up.
Yeah.
Yes, who am I dealing with here? Just says evidence representative, it does.
Oh.
So, you know. But yeah, who are we talking about? Swansea!
Off the bottom of the table.
City are we?
19th in the league, 12 points.
Wilfred Boney, come on, Wilfred Boney, score some goals for Swansea. 2-2 for
Wilfred. Is that their official song?
It's the official song, son.
That's terrible.
Is it? There's a video of Wilfred singing it himself coming out of the
thing.
That was before he fucked off to Man City last time.
Oh my God, it's a god awful song.
But I said before, he'd done exactly the same thing when he joined Swansea first time round. It took him a good 5 or 6 games to get going, find his feet, find his rhythm in the side, and the goals did come. This sort of thing, guys, he'll get you a goal a game. He won't go out there banging hat trick.
I don't know.
Especially, because I don't think he's that top end Premier League striker, but he's someone who will, get you a goal like that in a game that looks like it's heading 0-0. he's good enough to get you a winning goal, and that's what he's done. Absolutely huge win for Swansea, that is, isn't it? I mean, they were bottom of the league, of course. They dropped down last season. Absolutely huge. I mean, you can't... The importance of that... I mean, they've got players coming back from injury. What's his name? Paul Clement, the Frenchman. He's had a vote of confidence this week, didn't he, from the Swansea board.
Oh, he'd be sacked,
I don't know. I think someone needs to give the Swansea board a vote of confidence.
Yeah.
Because they're useless. But absolutely huge. West Brom, bang in trouble. Pardew, get him out now, I say.
Sack him!
You need to make a change now before the rot sets in. Without the
mind you, I won't mind West Brom being relegated. Because they bore the tits off me.
Yeah.
They're boring team, West Brom.
Well, that's the... He's got a job there. He's got a hard job. Being serious now, I know I don't like him. But he's got a big job there because of the style of play Tony Pulis played. The players he bought to come in and suit his style. And how, for, you know, how long has he been there? 2-3 years now, Pulis? You know, that style of play is ingrained in them players now. So Pardew is going to take him a good couple of months to get them playing anywhere near how he wants them to play. So he's got a huge battle there, and you know, in their months, if they don't get many good results in their months, they're still going to be banging trouble come February, March, aren't they? So, huge job, massive job for him. You know, I'm sure he'll fail, because he's a prick. Anyway, Alan, see you at Chimney Kazoo, eh, son? Half time! Premier League review! And we are, of course, the Arsenal Premier League podcast on v2football.com. If you haven't been on there, get on there. All things football, articles, reviews, and plenty of other podcasts. And we've got...
I've drunk all my tea.
Not just... Have you, Alan? I've still got a little bit. Go make another while I'm doing the plug, son.
Nah, I'm all right, Gavin. I'm all right.
Go on, I'll have another half cup. Jeez, don't waste my water. I'm not going to waste my water on you.
You leave half a fucking brew in a cup. You don't drink all
it. You can't drink it to the Chinaman.
Of course you can't.
No, you can't.
Oh, it's insulting the tea if you don't drink it all.
Dirty.
I squeeze my bags as well, I do. When I'm drinking.
You're back to the tea, man. We can't do that, man. Won't use your other hand to drink the tea. But where were we? Our veto football.
This is right off, people even.
Always, son. Always.
Always done.
No. You can read your leaves then, son. That's why it's done.
Bollocks.
Coming from an Irish family, see? Coming from a gypsy family. Gypsies. Hacking bog trotters, a lot of us.
Trying to sell like fucking caravans, got no wheels.
Anyway, v2football.com, check out all the other podcasts. You got us, of course. You know, if you want to, you know, backtrack and check out the first 6 series, then, you know.
Do so, it'll be fun.
It will be, yeah. It will be.
If you got a spare 60 hours or so...
Boom, binge it.
Boom,
binge it over your crisp Crimbo holidays. That's you know...
Podcast and chill.
Oh, it's podcast and chill. You know, if you're on your own Christmas day...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You loser!
Wait, get yourself down a pound shop Christmas Eve, wrap yourself them headphones from the pound shop. You know, spend Christmas Day listening to the Arsenal podcast, huh? All six series. Yeah, well, you can't get better.
Bush, knock it out.
Yes. And of course, there is, of course, the 72 show you can catch on V2 Football, All Things Football League. You've got the V2 Football Podcast, All Things. coughing kazoo. All Things World Football, stories, news, reviews, quiz, and the original podcast on the website, of course. Don't forget also you might catch the what's the one? Hitchhiker's Guide to Europe.
Hitchhiker's Guide to
No,
Europe.
The other podcast they do.
Broken by Glorious.
No, the European one. I forgot what it's called, no? Something about Hipster's Guide to Europe.
You just said that, didn't you?
No, Hitchhiker's Guide. I said I couldn't remember the name, but anyway, it's good.
Hipster's Guide to Europe.
When you've heard it, you'll remember it.
Yeah.
Take from that what you will. So then you've got, as Alex mentioned then, you've got the nearly new Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, all things wrestling, not just WWE and the big American stuff. You've got plenty of British content on there, and there's a couple of interviews with British wrestlers, Also available on the website and on the, you know, check it out on the Twitter at V2 Football. It's all on there. And of course,
was it the anniversary of Shirley Crabtree's death? Why he's not a dame, I never know.
No, he should have been.
Should be Dame Shirley Crabtree.
Saw him live, son.
Did you?
Yeah, saw them both.
I might have seen him. Like, when I was a little
but it was out of Batlands. It was
out of Batlands.
It was good. Anyway. And don't forget our great sponsors, artoffootball.com. If you haven't seen them, get on there. They're handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. They only produce a limited number of each design, so your T-shirt, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original.
What the fuck are you doing, Australian accent?
Just that is. And I don't know, we just come out, we started, I thought I got to finish it, I can't change, and I'm going to, that's at artoffootball.com, search for them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, and enter the promo code Ashenow for 10% off at the checkout.
Only 10%, mate.
Only 10%, don't be greedy now.
We're not charity.
No, don't be greedy. so yes, that's all the plug-in done, I think that's all the plug-in done.
Right, I brought my whistle.
Blow your whistle, we got a bit fast, Al, I don't know. We're rushing through these, son.
Don't worry, the quiz will fill up 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, I don't want to rush home, Al, because she's not in a great mood with me.
Why?
Well, it was a couple of days ago, to be honest with you. So I was there. It was in the bedroom, actually. That's <son. laughs> I was in the bedroom, innit? Thinking to myself, innit? And I don't know, you know, what just happened. I started pulling my boxes off,
yeah.
And she turned to me and said, "Leave them fucking dogs alone." Anyway, crack over the football, ladies and gentlemen. We start at the half time, and it is down to Wembley,
the Gary Mabbitt Stadium. The Rule Fox stands.
Andy Sinton Arena. Tottenham Hotspurs 5, Stoke City 1. Oh, ooh, dear, Stoke dear, three. Dear. Bang in trouble there. Sparky and the boys.
Yeah.
The
flame has gone out.
Flame's going out, son. It's not igniting, is it? It's not igniting. Got to rewire them, boys. Shawcross with the own goal. Hugh Minson with a second. Harry Kane. With a brace. And Christian Eriksen, of course he'd score. I took him out of my fantasy team last week. Of course he's going to score this week. Fucking Danish prick. Good, well taken.
Shawcross scored again. Sure. For first team.
At the right end for Stoke City. Tottenham looked destructive, you'd say. But I think Stoke had an open hand in making him look that good. Because they were absolutely abysmal.
Were they bad, Dash?
They were abysmal, aren't they? I said abysmal.
15th in the league, 16 points. That's only 3 points above the relegation zone.
Fair enough, son. Fans on the internet calling for Sparky's head. They want him gone, son.
Tunis is free.
That's the rumour, son. The rumour is the capped one could be coming back, son. And if you're a Stoke fan, you think, well, yeah, we'll have it.
Why not?
Take it. Because it's gone. It's gone, isn't it? Did I tip these Stoke to be in trouble at the start of the season?
Yeah, you did.
I thought
I did.
Yeah. Just because there's something about them that's just like...
You said Tuesday would be the first one to be sacked as well.
I did.
You were wrong about
it. No, Eddie Howe, I said. Eddie Howe for
sacking. Oh, yeah, you said Hughes would be sacked before Christmas.
I did. It's not Christmas yet, son.
It's not.
So,
what's it, 14 days?
Yeah. I just think he's done all he can there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not happening for him. He's brought in players. He wanted to try and change their style. You know, from obviously Pulis's style, and it's just not happening now, is it? Not getting the results now. And when you look at something like this, you know, wouldn't be surprising if he goes this week, like you said, with Pulis available, and the fact you got teams like Swansea getting a win, which is huge. Palace, I know they drew, but they could have won that game, and they're picking up points, scoring goals. Ooh, crunching tackle from Company.
As he broke his
leg. Herrera. But yeah, he got all that locked down the bottom. West Brom obviously got the new manager, so they, you'd expect them to But as I said, I think that'll take a while for West Brom because of the style they had under Pulis. A lot of teams down there now with a change of manager or just picking up results. Bournemouth seem to be scoring goals and picking up a few points here and there now after their bad start. So it's just if you're aboard with someone like Stoke, looking at that, I think, right, them teams below us are starting to play now, are starting to pick up points.
Damn right.
Then you're really going to worry for your club end and think, do we need to make a change to ensure our safety? I mean, you'd say Pulis because you'd assume he goes in. I mean, he'd done to Palace before. He went to West Brom, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, obviously he kept Stoke in the league for so long, kept West Palace up, West Brom in the league for a couple of seasons here before he left there. So you think, with his track record, if he comes in, you think he'd guide him to safety.
Yeah.
But then he's in a backward step for Stoke. Become that established team for them. I think, you know, the thing, you look at them, I mean, on a different scale to, say, Everton, for instance, at the moment, you know what I mean? They had the money, the Premier League side, they come in, Big Sam's going to come in now. As I said, if he does well, he's there for a couple of seasons, transition period to get them established as a top club before a top player can bring in top players in with the money. And you want, like, similar now with Stoke, when he brought in Hughes, was the intent to, as a transition, to get them playing a different style. Used to a different style of play to bring in a bigger name in the future in a couple of years' time. Obviously, it's just running out of time now. So is Pulis going to be that backward step then to change that playing style again?
But then who's that coming?
Well, exactly. I mean, you can look at playing style and playing style. I mean, you look at Palace with De Boer at the start of the season. They never gave him a chance to change his playing style. No. You know, change his suit his style. But then at the end of the day, you need to stay in this league. Yeah. It's as simple as that. So whoever can come in and keep in this league, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, well, look who we're watching now, Mourinho at Man United. Not by no way, probably doesn't even play the fifth or sixth best football in the league.
No.
But he gets results, whatever he is. And he always has throughout his career. He's never played the best football in the league, is it?
Well, most beautiful, most...
But he's always got results.
More risk games.
It's as simple as that. There's more than one way to play football. And if that way... whether the fans like it or not, that way gets you results, similar to West Ham with Big Sam years ago. They didn't like his style of play, but he got him in the Premiership and got him established, and they were, you know, safe. So I think sometimes it's looked at too much as playing style, and you sort of think, you know what I mean? We're getting results. You've got to be happy with just being in the Premier League, you know what I mean? They've been there about 10 years now, surely Stoke, haven't
they?
Tremendous run they've had. Mm. So if it needs to happen, they need to bring him back in and get them, you know, kept in the league. Then they have to do it. Tottenham are fantastic to get back on track. Bit of a blip they've had, haven't they? But as I said, they look good, but against a very poor Stoke City side. But they got the chances; they took them. Very clinical in front of goal. Son just looks better every week. He does.
He's a war horse, isn't he?
Oh.
Is it Kajua?
Yes.
Just like.
You know,
same with one name, I've got his bloody name.
Who are we talking about, son?
Japanese player. I think he played for Softec. Nakamura.
Yeah,
it is Nakamura. I think it's Shinsuke Nakamura as well, isn't it?
Something very similar.
It is Nakamura, isn't it?
Beautiful dead ball specialist. Oh, free kicks. Oh.
Shishiski, I think. Shishiski Nakamura.
Always, something like that, isn't it? Always bought him on FIFA or
Football
Manager. That's your boy, that's your corner taker, that's your free kick taker.
Yeah.
Always weighed in with goals.
He was a good
quality player. Would have loved to see him in the Premiership.
He's got a lot of good Japanese.
Premiership?
I don't know.
Not in his prime, I don't think.
Don't think so.
Spent his prime at Celtic, really, did he? But very similar. He just seems to be improving every week and fastly becoming one of Tottenham's most reliable players and best players.
Well, his son is he South Korean or Japanese?
I think he's South Korean. I think. Yeah. I want to say. I'm not completely sure, but I want to say that.
Evening kickoff.
Evening kickoff was, of course, Newcastle United Toonami against Leicester City. What a game!
I didn't see this game.
3-2. 3-2 to Leicester. Joselu. With
Just Loon, I'm begging of you, please don't score a goal.
Put Newcastle 1-0 up after 4 minutes, but Mahrez with a stunning strike from outside the box to level it up. Damari Gray then.
Damari Gray!
With a good strike, but deflected into the corner. Dwight Gale.
Dwight Gale!
draws at level 2-2.
Play him and he will score.
He will.
My philosophy is right.
Now, oh, yes, sir. We've talked about it all season. All our season as well. We saw about it. Didn't we
scored last time, last week, didn't he, Dwight Gale?
So, he's one of them you can see Pardew going for.
Yeah.
For West Brom. Rondon, they got there at the moment. He's just not prolific enough.
Well, they have to get the right Don, don't
they? They have to get the right Don. Can't get the wrong Don. Good one, Al. What's that?
All right,
Gerald. Very good, very good, very good. but yeah, he's a good striker. Just doesn't score enough for a striker. Whereas someone like Dwight Gale, he knows him from his Palace days. Pardew, of course, didn't he? So you look at him and think, someone, you know, a striker available for a team like West Brom. I thought, well, wonder if Pardew's going to go in for him. And whether that'll free up some funds in for Rafa, if he's still there, to go and look for another striker.
Oh, actually, you probably sack him.
Oh,
so you know, we're not getting results. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no, December 31st, it was sack him. Well, if he's still in the club, he's not going to sell it, though, is he?
He's
selfish.
Was he wants 380 million for
it? Yeah.
He's been offered 300 million, take it.
Oh, he's a Newcastle fan, though, you know that, do you?
Oh, Newcastle
fan.
Fuck, he's a greedy fat bastard.
Yeah, say it, Al. Say it loud, say it proud, son.
I would call him something else, actually. I'm not even a Geordie supporter, you know me, I'm a Borough boy.
Borough boy.
But if I was a Geordie supporter, I'd call him, he's a fat fucking cunt.
Yes. Say it, son.
That's a greedy fat fucking cunt.
He is indeed, son. And 86 minutes on the board, Ayoze Perez.
Oh, God. Rosie Perez, Rosie. You know her. For White Men Can't Jump, and it could happen to you.
Rosie Perez, Jack Whitehall's best mate.
Yeah.
3-2.
The voice of the camera in Go Diego Go.
That's what she's most famous for, son. Yeah. Or White Men Can't Jump.
My God.
When the nipple slips out the side, son.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're a young boy, you remember these things.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, just a pervert, you remember these things? One of the two. But yeah.
Is it better than a three-titted woman in Total Recall?
It's unrealistic, you know. It's unrealistic, son. But yeah, Perez, very unlucky. I mean, I think the ball come in from Vardy to Okazaki. And Perez,
Okazaki.
He just tried to get his foot on it just to get it away as Okazaki was about to shoot.
Go away! Go away!
And it flew into the goal. Like any good on goal. Fantastic one-touch finisher. All his own goals are great. But Newcastle, another game they've lost on a huge run. Another one. I mean, well, I think Rafa...
16, 15 points.
Oh, they've dropped hugely.
They were 8, weren't they?
They were 8, right up there. It's another one similar to Stoke. I mean, I know we know, you know, we don't like Mike Ashley and his decision-making. Rafa hasn't had the money.
Have I told you what I thought to think about him?
But, you know, Rafa didn't have the money to vastly improve the squad. It's still, for all intents and purposes, a championship team.
I heard, okay, Rafa, yeah. The January transfer window,
yeah,
has got a war chest of 20 million to spend on new players.
Well,
I could be wrong, it could be 30.
He is going to raid League 2, isn't he?
But he's either got 20 or 30 million to spend on bringing new players.
I just don't understand it at all. Don't understand it. Such a huge club.
Yeah.
The money they got this season, 100 million from TV alone. Never mind the gate receipts and everything like that. Goal. Oh, disallowed, no. Is it? It's not
pushed.
Pushed him.
Lingard.
Lingard. Scoring machine, Nate, of course, see. But I just don't understand it. I don't understand why he's not backing his manager. When you've got a manager that good as well.
I know.
You need to back him and back him big. He's got a good track record of transfers. Look at the players he brought in Liverpool.
Exactly.
When he was there and how effective they were. And the players, you know, his record of Valencia. You know, Real Madrid, for God's sake. Was he Chelsea once? For about
he
six
was
months,
Chelsea,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, trying to think the other day.
Chelsea and Milan.
But he...
Napoli.
Napoli.
Jesus, he won the league with Napoli, didn't he?
You need to back him. He's not, you know what I mean? He's going to... If you back him... Guarantee you're going to be in the Premier League next season. Probably guarantee mid-table and top-half finish as well, if you back him big, because he can bring in players that he wants, that he knows can play the system he wants to play. At the moment, it's addressed. You know, it's a fancy championship team. It's a championship team.
I was going to say, the little championship team pretend to be Premier League.
Yeah, they got the odd player, you know, who is more than good enough to play in the Premier League, but the rest of it is a championship team. And they're showing up with the results they can't. They just can't get through a game and get to the end of 90 minutes winning. But it makes you wonder, is it Stoke again, whether they look at that and say, right, our form is terrible, we drop in, and the form of the teams below is picking up. It just makes everyone think, and start, squeaky bum time, innit? But we'll move on then to Super Sunday.
Super Sunday.
Hasn't been that super so far.
What's going on here then?
Well, we got it. Sterling, Smalling. Roho. And the first game on the Super Sunday was Southampton, Dan Adele, against the Arsenal. Charlie Aston.
Stone Cold
Charlie Aston. I swear to God, it's got to go. Got the...
Third minute, right?
In the third minute, the opening goal.
And then 85 minutes later...
Yeah, quickly equalised. Like Olivia Giroud. Who's linked with a long move away now in January. West Ham interested, Crystal Palace interested. So whether he stays in the league, I don't know, whether he fancies his chances to get his starting place back at Arsenal. Because Lacazette hasn't set the league alight yet, has he?
No.
So Giroud is always reliable. He will, if you play him in enough games, he'll score enough goals. Always has for the last 5-6 years.
Ooh, clash of heads, eh?
Clash of heads at the Manchester derby. Who are we looking at?
David Silva.
Oh, David Silva.
That's what happens when you shave your old head off, sir.
He looks like a pirate now, doesn't he?
Doesn't he?
Looks like a pirate now.
What's Smalling one?
Yeah. Who's that? Smalling?
No, it's... Oh, look at the blood. Look at the claret on him! Oh, he's cut himself. He's had... Oh, that's nasty. He's cut my ears. Cut him.
Cut my... He's added some colour to this game, Sam. We'll put it like that. But yeah, just a... So, one each. Good result for Southampton, really. Under Pellegrino.
Yeah.
They've had an up and down start to the season. Arsenal disappointing because they've had some good run of form. Just couldn't continue that with a win today. I think they have plenty of the ball, Arsenal. They just can't convert it all to, it's a story of their Premier League era for Arsenal. They have so much of the ball and they just can't convert it into enough goals to win enough games.
Whoever it is coming off.
I think it's Smalling. I think it is.
No, I think it's Rioja.
Oh, it's Rioja. On a claret, son. Let's have a look. Someone's training. He's got a bib. We'll tell you any minute now.
Anyway.
He just turns around so we can see
it. See this clash? He went into the back of Silva's head. Watch us now.
Let's have a look then. Here we go.
Oh, come on. Terrible replays.
I know. They're showing us the old game again, are they? From start to finish.
What's going on here?
Oh, I don't know.
Jesus, show us the bloody hell.
We're on the fucking, what's it called? The Titantron now.
Titantron, no.
What do they do? The stats, I don't know what it's called. Video board.
Go on, actually, carry on.
Anyway, we'll move on out to the derby. Super Sunday. Game that's not long finished. Liverpool 1, Everton 1. Mohamed Salah back on the score sheet.
Cracking a little goal
just before half time to give Everton Liverpool the lead, sorry. And then lead on, well, got 13-15 minutes to go. Dejan Lovren decides to just go and push people over. Calvert-Lewin, I believe he pushed over. Ipswich superstar on FIFA.
Yeah, it is Rioja, isn't it?
Yeah. So he looks alright, he's coming off, just going to get stitched up, bandaged up. No problem at all. But 77th minute, Wayne Rooney, beautiful, beautiful penalty, straight down the middle, hard and true, he hits it. For 1-1, Everton and Big Sam. What do you say to me, Al? You said the first penalty.
First penalty, was it? It was. It was the second penalty
Do you want me to tell it?
It was only the second penalty for Everton at Anfield since the Second World War.
Hey, here we are. What a fact. Good fact, Al. Good fact.
The last penalty was in 1988.
There we are. And it was, let me think now, let me think. I've forgotten.
Do you know, Everton has not beaten Liverpool at Anfield in the 21st century.
Really? No.
Yeah, last time Liverpool beat Liverpool beat Liverpool. Everton beat Liverpool.
Someone else to do this next week.
Everton beat Liverpool and Anfield was in 1999.
Franny Jeffers?
No, he wasn't.
No?
No.
Who was it?
Everton.
Who scored? Franny Jeffers.
No, he won Franny Jeffers. Can't remember who they scored, no?
Big dunk. Franny Jeffers. Kevin Campbell.
I think Kevin Campbell.
Must have, isn't it?
I think Kevin Campbell scored.
Campbell soup. Must have, yeah. But yeah, backed one each. Tight affair. Big Sam. He always keeps the game tight. Great away point for him to continue the renaissance at Everton. Liverpool, disappointing, as you told me, Al. I didn't see much this game as I was in the bloody gymnastics thing. Liverpool should have been well ahead before that.
Yeah, should have been.
So disappointing, but again, much like Arsenal, I mean, I think they've had their quota of goals this month with a big win in Europe, wouldn't they? They had.
Aye, people and raving last, about that because they beat Spartak Moscow 7-0.
And last week they had a big win in the Premier League, didn't they? 4-5-1 or whatever it was.
Oh yeah, against Brighton, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I think they've scored. They've scored all their goals for this month. So it's back to normal, and outplaying teams are just not scoring.
We are
winning the games.
Right.
And of course, the other game, Super Sunday, is Manchester United against Manchester City. Currently, 39 minutes gone, 0-0 it is. And well, I think it'll stay that way, Al. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I would say 0-0 or 1-1.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be. Well, we have another 1-1. That's 3-1-1s in the 1-1 Sunday derby night.
1-1. Yeah,
all 3-3-1-1s. Yeah, be like a Morse code, sir.
It would be
binary. That's what it's called. Binary, not Morse code, is it? Yeah. Binary. But anyway, and of course,
1-0, isn't it? One.
You are
1-0-0-0-1-1-1-1-0-0. Binary code, isn't it?
Something like that. And of course, big week because we've got international midweek fixtures this week, Al, as well.
Oh, all right.
It's Christmas, there's games everywhere, Al, there's games everywhere. So we'll have plenty to talk about next week, which was could maybe
do a midweek podcast, Ash.
Maybe, because we could, obviously, you know, we're going to have Christmas off, aren't we?
Yeah, obviously.
So we'll see. We'll show you if we can knock one out. I often knock one out midweek, so, you know what I mean?
You dirty bastard.
You've got to keep yourself going, innit?
You dirty, dirty bastard.
But yeah, so that,
you dirty, filthy bastard.
Oh, shut your mouth and blow your kazoo.
Oh, you dirty, filthy, bald bastard.
Blow your kazoo, son. There we are, that's full time in the Premier League.
Full time!
Never fear, ladies and gentlemen, we've still got the Mighty Beer Mat quiz.
Oh, we're not done yet. We're not done yet.
We're not done yet. Don't press stop yet.
What have we done, ref? What have we done? Ashley Young asking the ref what he done.
The world famous Beer Mat quiz. 0-0?
Still 0-0.
We obviously started afresh last week with the first one of Series 7. We both got them wrong. So we start again. A basic premise, ladies and gentlemen, if you never heard it before. We've got an unlimited number of beer mats, each with a football question on each. We pick a card, any card, and then ask each other the question, hope you get yours right, and hope they get theirs wrong. Simple as that. And by the end of the series, we see who can get to 10 first, which isn't going to happen now, because there's only 9 shows left, or who is in front come the last show. Simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. So, Alex, here we go. Pick a card, any card.
I'll have this card, yeah.
This one here, then. Right. I'll be chivalrous again, Al. Chivalrous again, because you are the champion.
I'll go first, go on.
You ask want me to go. Ask you
yeah,
first?
Yeah, ask me first.
Right, Al. There is.
Five. Don't fashion it.
No. Is that your answer?
Ha! Fucking hell, that's it.
Anyway, sir. There is. Five. Five. Well, that goes straight, sir. There's five. Goalkeeper.
Oh, what a save, Diggy!
Sonny! Didn't see it, didn't see it. Let's have a look now,
watch
then.
Watch us, watch us.
Cross in, who's that? Who's that? Delph, is it? Delph. Sane on the knee. Turns Ashley.
Oh, one hand.
Ooh, nice, nice, nice.
Aguero's not in the team sheet, I don't think.
Oh, I thought I saw him. Eh? Someone else doesn't look like him. What a Mendo. De Gea. Tipsy all that. Right down there, ready?
Yeah,
concentrate now.
I'm just checking if the Aguero.
There is five goalkeepers.
Ooh, Ibrahimovic is on the bench.
Yes.
Oh, he is on the bench, Aguero.
Fuck me. Shall I start again?
Yeah, go on. Oh, it's 1-0 there! 1-0.
I'm never going to get this question asked. It's ridiculous.
1-0 there.
David Silva.
With a header?
Which couldn't have been, could it? From the corner.
Can't be.
From the ensuing.
The shortest man on the pitch.
Corner. David Silva.
Let's see that. We're both looking at the questions there.
Let's have a look. Mourinho is not happy.
He looks like he's about to shit and stamp in it.
Slap that of me in. Let's have a look then. From the corner, coming in. Outswinger it is. Oh, no. On the mend, he tries to knock it down. Oh, David Silva just swings his boot in it right in front of De Gea. And in the back of the net.
Clearly onside.
Yeah, look at the players calling for offside. Oh, it's come off Lukaku. Off Lukaku's chest. The big game player, Lukaku. And David Silva, piece of piss.
1-0, 42nd minute.
1-0 there, that should be good for till half time for them. They'll hold it steady, hold it. What, Pep's up? What, Pep? Pep's happy.
Right, ask me the question.
Right, here we go, back to the BMAC quiz. Now, believe it or not, there is five goalkeepers.
Oh,
you like goalkeepers. There's five goalkeepers who has kept 100 or more clean sheets in the Premier League and has played for Manchester City. Can you name two of them?
Okay. What if I name more than two?
So, we will bow to your knowledge, that's all now. You look very impressive.
I'm going to David James. Peter Michaels, David Seaman, Shea Givens, and I want to see Brad Friedel, but I don't think he ever played for Man City.
Are your final five?
Yeah, go on then. I will have the idea. I only had to get two, didn't I?
You only had to get two.
I can confirm
you got two, Al.
Oh, I think I got two.
You've got your point, Al. You've got your point. You had David James. David Seaman.
Seaman.
Peter Schmeichel.
Yeah.
Shea Given.
Yeah.
No Brad Friedel.
I knew Brad Friedel went. I know he's got more than 100 clean sheets.
5 seconds. One guess at the last one. Go on, Al. Come on, Al. What? Five.
Joe Hart.
Yes. Come on now, son. 1-0 to Alex.
So, did I get right?
You are?
Did I get all right, did I?
No, you had four wrong. You had four right. So you said Brad Friedel. So, you know.
Not bad. I knew that was wrong, because I said.
Very well. It's very good, Al. Bow to it, son. Great goalkeeping knowledge. You go 1-0 up, Al.
Right, here we go.
Takes the lead. I haven't had a question right in 12 shows if I get this wrong.
There's another one, multiple one.
Oh.
There's seven teams.
Seven?
Seven teams spread over three leagues.
All right.
Four in England, two in Ireland, and one in Turkey, all playing claret and blue. Can you name seven teams?
Seven? You're having a laugh.
See.
Fuck, we need to get more cards printed, man. This is fucking shocking.
I'll tell you what, if you can name
like
five.
Oh, like, be generous though, you say.
If you can name five of them seven teams.
Right, okay.
If you can name seven, you can get 7 points.
Right, ladies and gentlemen.
If you get five, you get 1 point.
You want to play it on with it. Along at home, ladies and gentlemen, pause now because I'm going to have a good think about this now. So there might be a long pause. I'll try and cut out.
Going to bring up the podcast.
Right, here we go. We're now. Right,
come on.
Five teams.
Do the English ones team first. Obviously.
How many in England?
Four.
So we've got Aston Villa.
Yes.
West Ham.
Yes.
Burnley.
Yes.
Might have to come back to that. Right. Right. Right, how many else? I've got three. That's three in a bin. Yeah?
Yeah, I can confirm that. You need two more to get a pint.
Right, where else now?
Seven, get 7 points.
What other country?
Two in Ireland.
Two in Ireland.
And one in Turkey.
Two in Ireland, one in Turkey. Two in Ireland, Drogheda.
Drogheda
United.
Four.
That's fucking knowledge here, son. Yeah. That is knowledge here. It was in Turkey then. That's what I think. Oh! I don't know. Who's the other one in England then? Who's the other one in England? Who am I missing this all?
Oh, my Lady Christ!
Have they? We missed it all, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that Chris Smaller? No, oh, no, no, it's...
Delph Rashford, right leg, in the corner! Yes.
Oh, another match stoppage time in the second half, in the first half there.
Cool.
4 minutes. Scoring in the 47th minute, equaliser. Yeah.
And a clash of heads, wasn't it? Clash of heads. Huge goal.
Yes.
Huge equaliser just before half time. Come on, Jose, you've got to keep the league alive now for us for the last 6 months. Right. Who do I have? West Ham, Burnley, Aston Villa, I've had, didn't I?
Yeah. Drogheda.
Drogheda United. Oh, I'm stuck between two in Ireland. And I'm pretty sure they're both playing green. I am going to go for.
Yeah.
Bohemians.
Bohemians. Five. Do you want to go for seven? You get 7 points.
Have I got five?
Do you want to go for seven?
Have I got five?
No, you haven't. You got it wrong. So that's the end.
No.
Yeah, you went for five.
Yeah.
You got it wrong.
Oh, joke. Absolute joke. I did well to get there. I done well to get that far. Well, I really did.
Should have got the English one.
Do you know what? I can't think. I cannot think. What league are they in now?
I haven't got a clue.
So it's going to be League Two or something like that. Claret and Blue, Claret and Blue.
Right, you got it wrong, son.
Go on, Ed, tell me.
The other English team, Scunthorpe United. The other Irish team, Galway United.
Ah, it's a Galway. Fell in love with a Galway girl.
And the Spanish, the Turkish team, can't really pronounce them, is Trabzonspor.
Trabzonspor.
They play in Claret and Blue. Obviously, there's other clubs, non league, play Claret and Blue. Yeah. They're the seven.
Well, very good. Although, we've got to get new cars printed, ladies and gentlemen. But
there might be more Claret than professional teams in Norway or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure, St. Paul's in Germany. They play in Claret, don't they? Or are they just playing Bro?
I don't know, Al.
But that was seven questions. Oh, God, Ash. If you had seven right, you would have had 7 points.
I just wish you picked my card and I picked your card. I know. But it's
1-0.
1-0. 1-0 up now. Alex takes the lead and actually has got an uphill task for the rest of the series. But that, ladies and gentlemen, draws a close to this week's Ash and Al Premier League podcast. We'll be back again next week. More fun and games. Looking forward to the Christmas period. This, that, and the other.
Might be a weekday podcast. Let's maybe. Do a Wednesday. Fucking let's do a Wednesday one. Come on, son. Because we're going to lose a couple of Sundays now, aren't we?
We'll lose a couple of Sundays. We're
off the Falling Farm next Sunday, so we might not be doing it next Sunday.
No.
Sunday after that, I believe, is Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. I'm not doing it Christmas Eve, son. I've got to go to church.
Yeah, I know. I won't be here Christmas Eve.
I'll get my free wafer every year.
I'm up in Lapland.
Lapland?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dance.
Naughty little elves. Well, we'll see you whenever we see you, or talk to you whenever we talk.
Hopefully, mid-week, Wednesday. I'm pushing it. I'm getting in. I'm working down, ladies and gentlemen. Twisting. We get a week.
Twisting me nipples here.
Weekday podcast now.
So anyway.
Really then. Oh, we have a Christmas special as well.
Oh, we'll have a Christmas special.
Huge things happening this
huge.
Christmas. It's going to be an outstanding Christmas episode. It's not spoiling it, but we've got a duet.
Beautiful.
And it's got to probably go straight number one.
Without a doubt, sir. Without a doubt.
Christmas number one.
Blow X Factor out of water.
Sir. Oh, yeah.
Out of water. So, till next time we talk at you, have a good week.
And be lucky.